Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show, the Blog Talk Radio Show, on every evening at either 8 o'clock, 9:30, 10 or 11, sometimes 6:30. Whatever it is, we talk about the facts and the truth. Now, the other day, yesterday, I have an MDiv in Princeton Theological Seminary in Biblical Theology and Languages, and I have a background in Christian thought. And yesterday I spoke about the concepts in the Gospels of Jesus' reference to himself, or people referring to him as the Son of God and the Son of Man. Yesterday I went into my background a little bit. I'm a writer. I've written 10 books, Christian and legal. I plan other books in the future, and I run two radio shows, Christian radio shows, and I do interviews, spot interviews from time to time, and I'm planning other books to write. I like writing because I think in print is the only way we can absolutely learn anything. I don't believe, as Mortimer Adler said in his great book, How to Read a Book, when you look at an image on a television screen, a movie screen, or a computer screen, you are looking at a drug. You are being drugged. And I am a person who believes in the great books of the past, and in reading them, and absorbing them. That would include Milton's Paradise Lost, and Paradise Regained, which he wrote when he was blind. It includes John Bunyan, Pilgrim's Progress, includes T.S. Eliot, and many, many others. I won't go into my background again because I've done it many times, but I do want to talk about the issue of what is the meaning of the reference to Jesus as Son of God and Son of Man. This chapter in my book, chapter 21 in my book, Essays in Faith, Politics, Culture, and Philosophy, and in the Gospel, Jesus refers to himself as the Son of God and the Son of Man. And taking the title of the Son of God is somewhat comprehensible, since Jesus presents himself as divine and offering the way to heaven, doorway to heaven, the way to God, and to a full relationship with God. That's what he offers us. And calling himself Son of God, he offers us a doorway to heaven, and our way to a full relationship with God. There are many references to Jesus referring to himself as the Son of God. A few examples from the Gospels are sufficient. For example, in Matthew 26:63, the high priest asked Jesus if he is Christ, the Son of God, and Jesus replies, "You have said so." Again, in Matthew 27:40, 43, and 54, Jesus is referenced as the Son of God. Jesus refers to himself as the Son of God, and is referred by others frequently using this term about Jesus. What are we going to make of it? Jesus claims to be divine. He claims to have a God nature, but he also claims to have a full relationship with the Trinity, with God the Father and the Holy Spirit. And when he calls himself the Son of God, he is emphasizing the relationship that he has with God. And that he, not only that he is God, but he has a full and dynamic relationship with God the Father. It's no surprise that Jesus would reference himself as the Son of God, since he's commuting himself that he is divine, but also he's just saying he's the way or portal to heaven and for a relationship with God and himself. So he is really saying not only that he is divine, but he is the way to know God fully. However, and a way to have a full relationship with God in a dynamic and growth fashion. So he claims to be divine, but also he claims to be the way to know and understand God in his full nature. But it's somewhat puzzling that Jesus should refer to himself as the Son of Man. He refers to himself many times in the Gospel, or is referred to as the Son of Man. Luke 21:26, Luke 22:48, Luke 22:69, and Jesus makes very specific reference to himself as the Son of Man. Again, in John 5:2, there's a reference to Jesus as the Son of Man. Now, the question is why he uses this term. Why would he use these terms? The Son of God is understandable because he is coming to earth as a divine, with a divine claim, and with a claim to be the way to heaven or the doorway to God. He has a dual function. But the question is what he means by using the term about himself, the Son of Man. What is he telling us? He's communicating to us his full human nature, his full identification with human nature. By using the term Son of Man, Jesus, about himself, Jesus wishes to tell us that he is fully human, not merely some sort of ghost deity. He wants to emphasize and communicate his full human nature and his full identification with human nature. And he wants to tell us he's fully human and not some sort of invisible deity. He wants to communicate to us his full humanity. So in some sense, in using the term Son of Man, he wishes to understand that it is fully human nature, that he has a full human nature, and that he can completely identify with all humanity, men and women, regardless of their race or sex. So in referring to himself as the Son of Man, he is using that term to make us understand that he has a full human nature and can completely identify himself with all men and women in their humanity. He refers himself to as the Son of Man and reaches out to us as human beings and tells us that he's able to understand our difficulties and sufferings. Because of his full human nature, he can completely identify with all men and women on a human level. And by referring to himself as the Son of Man, he tells us that as human beings, he's able to understand our difficulties and suffering. And by referring to himself as the Son of Man, Jesus makes possible a full relationship with him on a human level. So when he refers himself as the Son of Man, he reaches out to us in our full human nature and is telling us that he's able to understand our difficulties and suffering. And by referring to himself as the Son of Man, Jesus makes possible a full human relationship with us. He's not just a God far up on Mount Olympus. He's not some far-removed deity, but fully participates with us in our human, on a human level, and in a fulfilling human relationship that develop in that relationship as persons reaching their full humanity. That would not be possible without him. So he is in referring to himself as the Son of Man, he communicates to us his full humanity. And remember, Jesus is both human and divine. And by referring to himself as Son of Man, he wishes to communicate to us his full humanity. And he wishes to understand that in his full human nature, he can completely identify with us and relate to us as men and women. By referring to himself as Son of Man, he reaches out to us as human beings and is telling us he's able to understand our difficulties and sufferings. By referring to himself as Son of Man, he makes possible a human relationship with us. He's telling us he's not some far-removed deity, but is fully participating with us in a fulfilling human relationship, reaching a full humanity. I think we have to look at the life of Jesus. He had a full human life and endured the sufferings that all human beings will have to cope with. By using the term Son of Man, Jesus tells us that he will be with us on a human level throughout our lives until the very end when we die. He is communicating us that he can relate to us on a human level throughout our lifetime. By using the term Son of Man, Jesus tells us that he will be with us on a human level throughout our lives. By the use of the term Son of Man, Jesus chooses to present himself in a human relationship with us, which is only possible with his full human nature and with understanding and compassion. By the use of the term Son of Man, Jesus tells us that he is with us on a human relationship, on a full level, and not as a far-removed God. The term Son of Man implies a human participation relationship. I can't say what other religions believe about God, since I know little about their beliefs and tenets, but I think it's important and significant that the Christian God in Christ comes down to us and relates to us on a human level, presenting himself as the Son of Man. He offers us a human relationship with him, and he's not merely presenting himself as an all-powerful, invisible deity on Mount Olympus. That is not what he's saying. He's saying that he presents to us his full humanity, and in that full humanity, he enables us to have a relationship with him on a level that would not be possible if he were just an all-powerful God. He's not Allah. No, he isn't. He's a human being, a full human being, with sharing the nature of God and humanity. And in that full humanity, he is enabled to relate to all our sufferings and difficulties and to understand humanity fully, that it would not be possible if he were some all-powerful, removed deity. He's not a god somewhere in the world on Mount Sinai. He's not that god. He's a god of humanity coming down to us and relating to us and making possible his relationship with us. That's as much as I have to say about this, and I hope I've shed some light on the use of Jesus' use of the term Son of Man. He's saying that he's fully human and is able in that humanity to relate to us as human beings in our full humanity and with compassion, love, and consideration. I do hope that you've enjoyed this little talk, and I will be talking about the nature of God probably tomorrow night. What I see as his divine nature. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk and have been enlightened by it.